Rave Radio. It's Wednesday, July 3rd, and this is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of Rave Radio's podcast network, and Rave Radio is brought to you by two sponsors now. Hypersign, the digital signage company that is selling through AV integrators, and MyTech, and through MyTech, Atlas Sound. Atlas Sound, as you all know, makes everything audio. Check them out at atlassound.com. So today I want to talk to you about a few stories that are on our website that are definitely worth reading, especially over this holiday week. Not only is Canada having a holiday this week, but also we are having a holiday in the United States. So I want to bring your attention to a couple of stories that are worth reading. The first one is called What's Driving Your Content? Digital Signage Media Player Choices. Angela Tang of AOpen wrote this column, and it is phenomenal. It's a good overview of sort of the basics of media players and digital signage and what the options are that you need to be looking for and why to use one over the other. AOpen is a media player manufacturer and a content CMS system provider for digital signage systems. And Angela is their director of marketing. And she knows a lot about the digital signage market, has been in the industry a long time. Of course, AOpen as well is a well-respected company. Another column that's generated a lot of talk on Twitter is a column by Scott Tyner called Creative Uses for the Crestron Mobile App. He took the mobile app and used it in a way that it wasn't actually designed for troubleshooting on a college campus. And it's kind of a unique perspective on how you can use their app for troubleshooting, even though it's not meant for that. And then finally, I'd like to bring your attention to another digital signage article about how to create the best kind of content for different types of digital signage networks. There are, you know, in this case, it's mostly retail-based. The kind of digital signage systems that you'd find where you're sitting and waiting for someone, like a doctor's office, dentist's office, something like that, a point-of-sale digital signage system, and a transit digital signage system. And there's different things that you would do with each design. There's different design parameters to consider. And so I guess you could say that two out of three is digital signage ain't bad. The third one is a great article on how you can use the Crestron mobile app in a unique way to troubleshoot and manage systems remotely. You can check all these out at ravepubs.com. And, of course, you can listen to all of Rave Radio podcasts at ravepubs.com by clicking on the Rave Edge portal, microsite, whatever you want to call it. And then on the Rave Pub site is where we have all of our news, both the latest news we've posted, as well as all the blogs that our bloggers are regularly writing. And, of course, you can see all the archives of all the past newsletters that we've sent out, especially over the ones over the last month that have been geared around Infocom. By going down to the bottom of the page and looking at the newsletter archives, you can see all the different newsletters there. So check it all out at ravepubs.com. This is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants Raves. You will not hear from me the rest of the week because it is a holiday week, as I said. Enjoy your holiday week if you have one. If not, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you on Monday.